It's now time for Midweek Focus. I'm joined by Rebecca Undem. How are you doing, Rebecca?
I'm doing great. How are you, Jared?
I'm doing fantastic. We're here to talk about the Oak Leaves fundraiser you guys got going on. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the Oaks Area Chamber of Commerce is partnering with our organization, Growing Small Towns, and then the Oaks Active Arts Club. All three kind of came together to make this happen. The chamber is hoping to purchase and develop the green space across the street from Growing Small Towns, right next to Sweets and Stories, right on Main Street. And we had originally applied for a grant, so we went through the steps of creating a whole rendering, which is actually, it was on display during Irrigation Days weekend, so people could come in and actually look at what the plan is. So it includes... and again, we might have to scale this plan because it'll be an expensive plan, of course. But there's a covered pavilion for, you know, outdoor events like music and other kinds of concerts in the park. Then there's a paver patio with, you know, seating that's permanent. A lot of plantings, a lot of, you know, just that the beauty and the sense of community that can be created when you've got an intentional design space like that. That's what we're hoping to do. So the Oak Leaves came in as, again, it was a really, it's really cool, Jared, how this came together. There was a community member who saw this done something similar in another community. She brought it back to our group and said, we should do this. And then Custom Machine, which Lorraine and Emily are both on the Active Arts Club, so they thought this was really neat. Custom Machine laser cut 50 oak leaves out of steel and said, why don't we give it a try? So essentially what happened was businesses or individuals could sponsor, purchase a raw steel leaf and then work with an artist of their choice to create these custom pieces of art. And now we're auctioning them off to help us raise money for the park. So it seems complicated, like there's a lot of parts, but it's been so cool. So these leaves, we only ended up getting 26 of them back. But the cool thing, or 24, I can't remember if it's 24 or 26. But the cool thing is now that people have seen it, we're pretty much certain we're going to do the second half of them later in the summer. And so right now the bidding, the bidding is online. So everybody can participate in this. I'm just going to encourage you either to go to the Chamber's website, the Chamber's Facebook page, or my Facebook page at Growing Small Towns, because the link is not something that's easy to share on the air. You know, it's from a,
one of those long,
yeah, it's, yeah, a long one. Else, yeah. Yeah. but so far we're at, the total bids is at just over $2,100.
Oh, wow.
And there's, you know, so it's really, really fun. And there's some just truly incredible pieces of art. So we encourage everybody to go out, pick one that they love. The other thing that we want everybody to know is you can just make a cash donation too on the auction. It's right there. So if you love the idea of this park being done, which that's, we haven't had a single person that has seen that rendering that said, well, that seems dumb, right? Everyone just seems like that, what a beautiful and amazing thing to create in the middle of town. So those are the things that we're working on. So we encourage people to go check it out.
Very cool. Is the city helping at all with this, or is it just a pure just fundraiser with your guys' organization?
Right now, it's just a pure fundraiser.
Wow.
You know, once we secure the lot, we'll have the option to pursue grants for some of the development of the park.
Okay. Wow.
So there's definitely more to come. A lot of people have asked, have you thought about doing a paver, you know, fundraiser where people can put their names on pavers? Absolutely. We've got to secure the property first.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where we're at, taking it a step at a time, but trying to gauge the overall interest of the community and just having that physical rendering. And then it was basically like facing the park, you know, so people could literally look out at the park across the street from my building and say, oh, I can see it there. Right. So it's been really cool. The response has been fairly overwhelmingly positive. So
that's awesome. And once again, where can people go find the link?
Yeah, so either on the Growing Small Towns Facebook page, there's been lots of posts. We've shared every single leaf and who sponsored and who did the art too. So we encourage you to check out and just give those people a shout out because it's really, really cool. Or the Oaks Area Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page.
All right. Rebecca, thank you so much for your time.
Thank
you. Very fun stuff. Can't wait to see how it all shapes out.
Yeah, us too.